This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had asked me a few days ago, why aren't we using the military to come in and step up and help us with our pilot shortage and our flight issues? And that was a good question, and my answer was the military is already understaffed. But there's some other things to think about. So for those of you flying this weekend, just, you know, to keep it pretty relevant as to now, what's happening like immediately now, over 1,000 flights have been canceled. I think about 2,700 delayed, because I believe there's a lot of storms coming on the East Coast. And according to FlightAware, I think American Airlines seems to have the most cancellations. Already 200 flights have been cut, which is about 6% of their schedule for the day. It does not include the American Eagle flights and some of their other affiliates. They also feel that maybe, some are speculation that they don't have enough pilots. Not only are flights getting canceled because of storms, but they don't have enough pilots. So we have people who have been on overcrowded planes as flights get canceled. If there's any open seats, what the airlines... Remember, you could go on a plane and it would be pretty empty. And you could spread out and have the whole row to yourself. I remember pre-COVID, there were a couple flights like that. And they were only, you know, flights within my state where I had to go from Vegas to Reno. But dang, that was nice. It was just, they don't do that. They're not going to spend the money on fuel. They're not going to, you know, waste staff. They're going to combine the flights. And every time I fly now, you have people that were overbooked. They're like, but I have a ticket, which is why I always get a seat. I know sometimes you have to pay extra, but if you get one of those flights where you'll get a seat at check-in, don't do that. Get yourself a seat on that flight. I mean, hopefully it's a flight that's, you know, a safe flight. But, you know, we do. We have a lot of storms. We have, a lot of issues when it comes to our airlines. And these labor shortages, even though I think the jobs report said, you know, we added another, half a million jobs. And, you know, the Biden administration is bragging about the jobs. We don't have a lot of people enthusiastic about jobs. We just spoke about how, you know, in convenience store settings and fast food, people are getting shot. It's rare, but it happens. So you don't have a lot of people wanting to, you know, get jobs in those sectors. And in terms of the pilot shortage, this was interesting. CBS wrote this actually a couple weeks ago, where the airlines received massive amounts of federal aid. And this was during the pandemic and during the lockdowns. Airlines had to park hundreds of planes. But they received this federal aid as long as they didn't furlough or lay off any employees. Remember, the federal aid, the PPP money, it had to go, the majority of it had to go to your employees. So they couldn't lay anybody off. And they used that money to keep people on. But then you couldn't fly. There were restrictions on flight. So they had to, because they needed to preserve cash, and they had now too many people. And this is what we saw. We saw this in so many industries. People got laid off. So once the PPP money ran out, because you had to use that money, and it was, I think it covered you for 8 weeks, and lockdowns lasted much longer, they would give early retirement and buyout packages for employees to leave. Baggage handlers, mechanics. At first, the airlines expected about 4% of the workforce would accept the offers and leave. But double than that took them up on the deal, according to International Air Transport Association, CBS News. Delta, 17,000 employees, or 20% of its workforce, took the buyout packages or early retirement and left. That was in August 2020. So now airline traffic starts to return and starts to now, you know, get back into the hustle and bustle by 2021. Airline schedulers, you know, took the increase in traffic and thought, okay, great, people wanted to fly and all that. But now there was this route frenzy. Their Southwest Airlines had cut a bunch of routes. Now they start to bring them back. In 2021-2022, Southwest announced more than two dozen new routes or new routes. And then JetBlue announced 29. But the airline's scheduling people were not talking with the operations staff. They said many airlines found themselves dramatically overscheduled for some and understaffed for others. So then flights got canceled. Then they, the buyouts that caused shortages. So if people were, you know, took the buyout and retired, they're not coming back. And then people were aging. A lot of the baby boomers and the pilots that were middle-aged were aging. And they're like, you know what? I think now's a good time to retire. Just like with doctors. A lot of doctors that were kind of at that retirement age were like, I think now's a good time to do it, if any. And the problem airlines have is there's not enough young people training. You don't have a lot of new young ones down the pipeline. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of, you know. Also, I'm wondering if also there's that marijuana aspect. A lot of young people, now that marijuana is legal, is using that. And I don't think you can if you're a pilot. So what about the military? Well, the military doesn't have enough pilots. A Department of Defense report from 2019 says the Air Force has seen shortfalls since 2006. It was short more than 1,500 pilots by the end of 2016, with the deficit expected to grow. By the end of 2019, they have a deficit of 2,100 pilots. Military is having trouble recruiting. And then I think they lost a bunch of people because of the vaccine mandate, which was ridiculous, shouldn't have happened. So becoming certified as a commercial pilot by the FAA requires 250 total flight hours. Some airlines will probably require 1,000 to 2,000 flight hours. There's just not enough pilots. So expect things to be pretty hairy the next few years. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Dolly, show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right. So remember, there was a case of polio where somebody had, I believe, was exposed to their partner, who was from another country, that ended up being vaccinated for polio, but only the live attenuated version, the oral vaccine. And this case was reported by health officials in Rockland County, New York, which is about 40 miles from New York City. It was reported a couple weeks ago. And it was the first known case of polio since 2013. And officials believe that what happened is he got it from a person who was vaccinated, but with the oral vaccine. And the oral vaccine is a live attenuated version of polio, where if you swallow the oral vaccine, it will end up shedding, S-H-E-D-D-I-N-G, in your stool. And so it could still be on your person if you touch their laundry, if you change the baby's diaper. So in America, we got rid of the oral vaccine, and we only do the inactivated, the killed vaccine. But the person who contracted polio was not vaccinated and ended up suffering paralysis from exposure to his orally vaccinated partner or friend. Now, polio or poliomyelitis is caused by an enterovirus. It presents like a flu-like illness, but then it can involve the nervous system. It could affect your movement and then affect breathing. So early symptoms include fever, feeling, you know, blah, headache, neck stiffness, vomiting, and then it can quickly progress to numbness, paralysis, difficulty breathing, and death. And as I said, polio can be spread by, you know, being near the feces of somebody exposed, but also respiratory droplets, because it's an enterovirus. So it could be a cold. It could spread. Now, most of us are vaccinated. Okay? We got our polio vaccine at 2, 4, 6 months, year, and then 4 years old. Well, New York State Health Commissioner is now warning that hundreds more may be infected with polio based on what they see with the wastewater. They are now urging unvaccinated residents to get immunized against the virus as soon as possible, as they believe there is a potential for much greater community spread. Based on earlier polio outbreaks, they say New Yorkers should know that for every one case of paralytic polio observed, there may be hundreds of other people infected. And again, this is something that is supposed to be eradicated. Officials revealed that the virus had also been detected in wastewater samples in Orange County. The samples were taken in June and July from two geographically different locations in Orange County. So, and I believe that's Orange County, New York. Let me double check on that for you guys. Sorry about that. I know there's Orange County, California, which is cool, which is huge. But I want to, they're talking about Orange County, New York. So, you know, polio is still prevalent in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. And so, you know, when people wonder why the hell, I mean, do we have this now? If we have the vaccine regimen, if we have, well, you know, we're not a closed loop of individuals. It's very fluid. And, you know, we just like with monkeypox and, you know, we have, you know, things that might start out in another country and very easily come to us. And I know New York is a little worried because the first bus from Texas of illegal immigrants or migrants has arrived in New York City. Now, I think many of them come from Venezuela. But still, you know, as we, you know, Governor Abbott, it says Texas communities can't hold the thousands upon thousands of migrants that are coming over every week. So he is now shipping them to other cities, which, you know, I think is strategic. I really do. Because everybody thinks, well, Texas will handle it. Texas will handle it. And these non-border states don't realize, you know, if they can't feel what it does in terms of straining, you know, local resources and hospitals and medical centers and law enforcement, you know, it gives other cities and, you know, other states kind of a taste and, you know, hopefully will, you know, draw some more support to either build the wall or have better, you know, immigration reform. We want immigrants to come. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. So I want, you know, us to, you know, be a safe haven for people, but there has to be logistics. There has to be a consistent, there has to be a well choreographed plan. And we can't just accept everybody all at once. And we have to also screen them medically. I mean, you couldn't get through Ellis Island if you didn't have a job, a sponsor, money, and good health. America, you know, did not want you coming here if you, you know, didn't have any. And the migrants now these days, because they're, I get it, you know, a lot of them are refugees and they're escaping, but, you know, there's only so much money, and if Texas can't handle it all, he's going to need help from these other countries. So the first bus of migrants sent from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott now arrived in New York. They were dropped off at the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan. It was about a 2,000-mile trip from the border. There was about 11 charity workers and volunteers that greeted them. They had food, water, and most of them were men, single men. One of the arrivals was Jose Rodriguez, 38 years old. He told Daily Mail that he chose New York because it has the best opportunities of the options he was given when he crossed the border. He added that the group was not allowed to leave a building in Texas until they were housed in. He lost all of his documents in his journey over the Rio Grande. Bertilo Rosale, 54 years old, said, "I want to see the Statue of Liberty and the rest of the city. There are more job opportunities here. I will do anything I can. The bus here was good. We have all come from all over." Now, you know, it seems to me that, you know, they're saying the right thing. You know, they want to work. They want to be here. Now, is it that they're just saying it for the cameras, you know, or, you know, do they really, really want to, you know, get the job and then be a sponsor for the rest of their family to come over? You know, when you see young kids, come without their parents, you know, that to me, you know, that I don't think cartel with that. You know, I think, you know, these are parents that want their kids to live. They're really worried about, you know, crime and worried about, you know, living conditions that they want. They want somebody, you know, to adopt their kid, take their kids, and then hopefully when they come over, they could be reunited. But when you do have a lot of single men come over, there has to be some vetting done. You know, do they have ties to the cartel? Do they have ties to Afghanistan, Taliban, or terrorist groups? Do they have ties to the drug, you know, market coming from China? And many of them don't really have rap sheets, because if other countries don't, you know, have records that we could access, we don't know. And also, as I've said, I think a lot of innocent people have their families held hostage. Where if these people that get sent over don't do exactly what they're told, then their family left behind is at risk. So you know, there's so much opportunity for the bad elements to be wolves in sheep's clothing when you have innocent migrants coming over, that we just have to have a better process. So the Big Apple now is joining D.C. as a drop-off location for migrants and that have recently crossed from Central America. They have been processed and are now awaiting their immigration court dates. Now, the Biden administration has accused Republican states of using migrants as a political ploy. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser last week said the buses are causing a humanitarian crisis in the nation's capital. Well, the humanitarian crisis is in Texas also. So where's the help? She called the National Guard to assist with more than 5,000 migrants who have been sent to D.C. And so, you know, whether people consider it a political ploy or not, you know, when a state is asking for help from his leader and their leader, and they're not getting help, you know, I mean, I can understand where, okay, there's only one busload that comes once a year. Don't stop here. Just go north. But they're sending a handful, a fraction of all these migrants that they're dealing with. And I mean, thank God that there were volunteers there that had water and supplies and all that. But, you know, we're not going to have enough of that. We're hearing that food banks, which we're going to talk about, are being tasked with many more individuals asking for food because of the inflation and the recession. So if our food banks are starting to be overwhelmed feeding Americans, how are we going to also feed the migrants? So, you know, we got a crisis. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are continuing to go after the Democrats' big spending package titled the Inflation Reduction Act.
The Congressional Budget Office, the gold standard, according to Senator Manchin, has said in 2022, negligible effect on inflation.
During a Capitol briefing, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham arguing the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. President Biden is applauding the latest monthly jobs report, the economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. China is imposing diplomatic sanctions on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over her trip to Taiwan, the Chinese Foreign Ministry saying Pelosi's trip threatened the peace and stability of the Taiwan Strait. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 65% of food banks across the country are reporting a surging demand, 65%, and I think it's even higher. That's according to Feeding America President Katie Fitzgerald. She confirmed this on Varney & Company on Thursday. Inflationary pressures are impacting their operations, driving more people to seek help, many of whom have never asked for food assistance before. Fitzgerald told Fox Business's Stuart Varney, "We are seeing a hunger crisis in this country that is really in some ways worse what we saw at the height of the pandemic. The problem that we're seeing is that food banks are not immune to these inflationary pressures, so they're dealing with trying to address this issue, having to face just insurmountable costs to the way of conducting business." So according to the Consumer Price Index, which is a broad measure of the price of our everyday goods, Food prices have outpaced overall inflation, rising 10.4% in June compared to a year ago. Now, I'm seeing another number that said groceries rose 12.2% nationwide. In my neck of the woods, I've seen it higher, almost 20-30%. So inflation for food at home, which accounts for grocery store and supermarket food purchases, rose 12.2%, underscoring how consumers are not getting much reprieve if they're trying to cook at home. A food bank executive in Pennsylvania covering Philly noted during a live report that many people are currently struggling for the first time. She said a lot of people are finding that they're having to decide between paying for a bill, paying for gas, or paying for food. This is according to Jelsey Short, the director of communications at Phil Abundance. She noted that her food bank had seen a surge in demand as prices for everything, gas and food, has soared. She said prior to the pandemic, they were feeding 90,000 people per week. Now that figure has grown to 140,000. She said, or they said, not only are food banks facing with increased costs, but also food donations are dropping. Well, and this is something we talked about during the Great Recession, where less, you know, charities are struggling. That you know, when people have to pinch, they're not going to be spending the money and you know, donating like, you know, they used to. And so it's a bad time. You know, we're lucky to have these food banks. And we're lucky to have the funds that we have, as credit cards and all that, you know, so we hopefully don't have the scenes we saw at the Depression, you know, where you had soup lines and bread lines and, you know, people struggling to eat, you know, brother, can you spare a dime? But, you know, at some point, you know, things start to get skimped, you know, things, there's only so much. And, you know, we can't say, all right, guys, you know, let's limit the population. You know, we're having thousands of people come across the border. As I said, you know, they need food. They need water, too. And though they don't have jobs, so immediately, so they can't, or a home, so they can't necessarily start to feed themselves, home themselves, and then also pay taxes on their credit, on their paycheck. They say our members are telling us that they're running deficit budgets and really asking folks in communities who can help as much as they can by donating to their local food bank and help donate food wherever possible. They say the situation is not sustainable. They say there are 66 billion pounds of food in the U.S. that goes to waste every year. And we know that we could recover more of that food. We think we can recover another billion in the retail channel alone. Now, a lot of grocery stores do work with food banks. And so, like a day or two before food expires, you know, if it's not sold, they will give it to food banks. I mean, I don't know the whole process, but I know a lot of stores, you know, publicize that, look, you know, they feed a lot of food banks. And you know, damaged food doesn't go. I mean, damaged food has to be thrown out. But if there's, you know, like during the lockdowns and things that, you know, if there's not a lot of people going into getting food and in the store and people are doing delivery and it's sitting there and it's about to get thrown out and it still looks good and still is good, we know that a lot of food, and then sometimes even the fresh crop, they package what they can. But they say government, private sector, food donors, and folks who could contribute and raise awareness about this really solvable but really difficult problem, they need help. So it's interesting. I saw a infographic on Daily Mail to offer suggestions on how to cut your grocery bill. And I saw they suggested white bread over whole wheat bread. I'm not a fan of that, people. Kudos to Daily Mail for trying to show you guys how to save money. But remember I told you guys about fake food? You know, going for processed food or less healthy food, you know, is going to be the trend. And I just don't think that we are, you know, we at all are healthy enough to be able to, for the next year or two, switch to more processed. Now, some suggestions they do make to save money, they have this buy this, not that. So they say rice can be, you know, bought for under $1 a pound, whereas spaghetti is $1.32 a pound, so you can save 30%. They say use pork chops at $4.47 a pound, as opposed to sirloin steak at $10.72 a pound. you could save 58%. Now, a lot of us can't eat pork, so, you know. Broccoli, you could get for $1.39 a pound, way less than Brussels sprouts at $2.85 a pound. You don't have to pinch me twice for that one, Matt. I don't like Brussels sprouts, so that's fine by me. Strawberries are $2.57 a pound, a lot cheaper than blueberries, $3.71 a pound. And now blueberries are healthy. They're healthier. But Gala apples, $1.05 a pound, cheaper than the Honeycrisp apples at $2.53 a pound. Navel oranges at $1.49 a pound, cheaper than yellow nectarines, $2.33 a pound. Cabbage, 74 cents a pound, way cheaper than collard greens at $3 a pound. They say with chicken breasts, you could get skinless chicken breasts, $3.36 a pound, and that would be cheaper than the chicken breast tenders at $4.46 a pound. Now, I like that idea because I would rather you get something less processed. Roma tomatoes are about $1.26 a pound as opposed to the vine-ripened tomatoes at $2.73 a pound. So I used to see that the Roma tomatoes were kind of expensive because, you know, they were a little small, they were cute, they were packaged. But honestly, you don't have to eat a lot of tomatoes. So if you want to add some tomatoes to your food, get the Roma tomatoes. I think they're tastier. I think they're pretty healthy. White bread, they said, is a lot cheaper than whole bread by 43%. Whole wheat, again, I'd rather you get the whole wheat, though. Ground beef. Now, here's another thing. They say if you get 100% ground beef at $4.70 a pound, you're saving almost 30% from lean ground beef at $6.49 a pound. Now, again, the problem with that is I'd rather you have less fat in it. You know, but if you know how to cook the ground beef and you know how to drain the fat, you know, but then again, are you getting more bang for your buck? See, lean ground beef, you're getting more meat. So, you know, tomato sauce. There's tomato sauce versus pasta sauce. Pasta sauce is a lot more expensive at $2.99 per jar, whereas some tomato paste or tomato sauce you can get at 50 cents a can. So, you know, we're going to have to make choices. What I don't want you to do, though, is go for the fake food. I don't want you to go for the food that is less healthy because it's cheaper. And I see it. I see the cookies. I see the chips. I see the, you know, fruit snacks. Well, it's interesting. Fruit snacks. There was a box of fruit snacks my kids love, and I love also. You know, so I don't go for chocolate. One box was $8.99. $9 for a box? It used to be $4. I mean, I'm seeing stuff go up 50%. So, you know, what do you do in a recession? How do you help? How do you do this? How do you donate? How do you help, you know, others while you yourself are struggling? Well, I mean, me, I like to donate blood. I mean, if you really feel like you want to donate and you don't have money and you don't have anything to donate, you can donate blood. So that, I think, is huge and definitely needed. But a lot of us go through your pantry. There's cans. There's a lot of things that you don't eat. Or if you guys don't finish the bread or don't finish, you know, those are things that, you know, hopefully can, you know, somehow, you know, make their way to people who need it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sadly, two people have died and two others critically injured when lightning struck near the White House yesterday. So, there's been some thunderstorms on the East Coast. And in D.C., there was a thunderstorm in the area. And 4 people were taken to nearby hospitals after lightning struck near Lafayette Park at, I guess, 16th and H Streets Northwest. Fox 5 affiliate caught the lightning bolt, and one of their weather cameras captured it. It was, you see the White House in the background. It was, I mean, a good distance away, maybe quarter mile, half a mile, maybe, away from the White House. Hard to tell. Half a click, maybe. But Sadly, we're told that a Wisconsin couple visiting D.C., Donna Mueller and James Mueller, who were 75 and 76 years old, were among those injured. Now, the status of the other two victims is still unknown. And public officials are warning everybody to not take shelter by a tree. Now, you know, we're trying to capture footage to get a little bit more of an idea. But, you know, thunderstorms, this is the time of year for thunderstorms. I showed you guys some of the lightning that I was able to capture in my neck of the woods. And there was a lot of lightning. And like idiots, we decided to, you know, chase the storm so we could get some pictures. Okay, you shouldn't really be doing that. You need to, like, you know, be staying indoors. But we were not necessarily having rain in our area. And so do not do what I say. And we were able to make it to a place where I could quickly, I didn't touch the side of my car, but I quickly stuck my hand out, got some video, got some pictures, put it back in. And for those of you that follow me on Twitter and Facebook, you could see I got some really nice lightning. It was in a form of a cross where it came from the sky and then it went out and then it went down. It was crazy. And, you know, we had some pretty powerful storms. Luckily, I don't think anybody got hurt from lightning in the Las Vegas area last week. This was last Thursday. But these thunderstorms have been, you know, very deadly. So two people died in D.C., two people currently at the hospital. We don't have any details on all of those soldiers that got hit. Remember, one soldier died and nine others were injured after being struck by lightning at a training area in Fort Gordon, Georgia. They were doing some military exercises, some training exercises, when lightning struck, hit 10 of them, and one died. I don't have any update on the other nine soldiers. If I get that, I'm going to tell you that. So according to National Geographic, the average bolt of lightning contains close to 1 billion volts of electricity. On average, 45 to 100 lightning bolts hit the Earth's surface every second. This is summertime. Summertime are peak months for human lightning strikes. During the period of 2006 to 2019, 418 people were struck and killed by lightning in the U.S. And they say fishermen accounted for four times as many fatalities as golfers, while beach activities and camping accounted for about twice as many deaths as golf. From the years 2006 to 2019, there were 40 fishing deaths, 25 beach deaths, 20 camping deaths, and 18 boating deaths. Of the sports activities, soccer saw the greatest number of deaths. I would say because also it's kind of one of the more popular sports. I mean, you would think football for us, but soccer's played in multiple countries more than American football. Soccer saw the greatest number of deaths with 12 compared to golf. And around the home, yard work, were mowing the lawn, accounted for 18 fatalities. Four work-related activities like ranching, farming, topped the list with 19 deaths. So, okay, you got to, when thunder roars, you need to go indoors. When thunder roars, go indoors. Don't screw around with it. You have to avoid being outside in an open area during a thunderstorm. And you have to avoid being near a tree. I have videos of my article on any of my lightning articles. I have videos of how it causes these trees to explode and crash within seconds. I told you I was feeding my younger brother. I have a brother who's about 16 years younger than me. And while my parents were working, I was taking care of him, giving him a bottle. And there was a monsoon in Phoenix, Arizona, and there was a huge crash on my roof in his room. And luckily, the roof held, but it was a tree in our front yard struck with lightning. This was when we weren't living in an apartment. We had a house at the time. And I'm like, you know, thank God, because if it did crash through the house, that tree, if it was a heavy tree, we would have been goners. Lightning, you just can't mess around with. If you're in a car and you can't seek shelter, you know, in a building, don't go to a golf cart, don't go to a convertible or any vehicle that's open. You need to close all doors and windows if you're stuck inside a vehicle during the storm. So no place outside is safe if there's a thunderstorm. So it's not like, you know, with a tornado, you're like, well, maybe I could hide in a ditch or I can, you know, if you hear thunder, get your butt inside. If you hear thunder, that means lightning is close enough to strike you. When you hear thunder, move to a safe shelter. Safe shelter is a substantial building inside an enclosed metal-topped or inside an enclosed metal-topped vehicle. Stay in the safe shelter for at least 30 minutes after you hear the last clap of thunder. 30 minutes after you hear thunder. Now, I don't hear well. And the storms in my area, we don't have a lot of thunder. So when our lightning storm was going on, there was still lightning, and I didn't hear any thunder around. So I would even change that to an hour. Just stay inside for the rest of the day. Be off your any phones that are attached to the wall, computers, other electrical equipment that puts you in direct contact with electricity. So a lot of us are like, all right, well, I'll just sit there and work on my laptop. Laptop, no, do not be near electronics during a lightning storm or thunderstorm. Avoid plumbing. You know, don't be sitting in a bathtub. You might sit in a bathtub during a tornado, but avoid sinks, baths, faucets, because water, electricity and water. Stay away from windows and doors. Stay off porches. Do not lie on concrete floors and do not lean against concrete walls. You know, during an earthquake, we think to get under like a doorpost or a, you know, it's amazing how depending on what the hell is going on, you have different rules. Last resort. Let's say you're stuck outside. All of a sudden, a fast-moving storm comes in. Immediately get off elevated areas. Don't be on a hill, a mountain ridge, or a peak. You need to get to lower level. But do not lie flat on the ground. You know, never use a tree, cliff, or rocky overhang for shelter. Because, again, the lightning is going to hit the thing that's higher. Immediately get out and away from water, like ponds, lakes, and other bodies of water. Stay away from objects that conduct electricity, like don't be near a power line or wire fences. And if somebody has been struck by lightning, call 911. Most victims will not carry like an electrical charge. You know, a lot of us will use a stick just to kind of make sure we could touch them. But, you know, most of the time you could go up and you could start CPR, but make sure you're not a victim. Call 911 first. If they're safe to approach, then you can do it. So, you know, I included some videos. One is what happens if lightning strikes a river. And, you know, you just see, you know, beautiful, the caught from cameras. I really like the idea of people having cameras that are, you know, on their porch and that they pick up so much. But what's fascinating about this one video, it's one of the first videos I have in this article that I wrote, is you see the lightning come across, you see the water spread and jump, and then you see brown and yellow, as if it immediately started a fire. It lit things on fire underwater, and then it got cooled down. So, you know, don't think that water is going to protect you by any means. This one video of it hitting the tree, you just see, you know, nice, beautiful little, you know, area. This guy walks by a tree. Thank God he was okay. Whew. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.